Welcome to the Inspire Ladies podcast, where through the mess, with all of the stress, we are completely blessed. No matter where you're at in your journey, if you're a seasoned Christian or still discovering the journey that God has set for you, we encourage you to take a listen. We are your hosts, Ashley Eberts
and Kyla Vincent. Grab your coffee or your sweet tea and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
Hello and good morning to all who are joining our podcast this month.
Yes. Hello.
We are so excited again to be here for another month. And yes, it is the month of November. So cool air, amazing things if you love that kind of stuff. And also what it brings is a lot of allergies. So if I sound a little lower than usual, it's because I have allergies. But
very true.
I think it was due to a lot of the dust that we went to Camp Ironwood this weekend.
Probably.
I left like my heart and soul at Ironwood, and I brought back some dirt and a whole lot of wisdom.
A lot of dirt and a lot of Jesus. You know, it's funny, too, is God created us from dirt.
Yep.
So how does the dirt that we have affect us as badly?
Maybe we needed more wisdom, and he was like, here, take some dirt.
Shove it up there, back where it came from. I'm dropping wisdom all over the place. It's ridiculous.
It was such an amazing weekend where we can just relax and be with the Lord in the time that we needed it. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was great. I love Camp Ironwood. I think it just allows me to be a child and have that childlike faith. And I know that I could get a little silly when I'm there, but like that's the only time when I can be silly because, you know, running around being a mom, being a wife, and just like doing the mundane things and actually getting out to Camp Ironwood and being Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Being a woman of God instead of a mother.
Yeah. Being a learner of God, which was awesome.
Soaking it all in.
Yeah. Our pastor's wife was the speaker this weekend. And man, did she. Deliver. Man, the Holy Spirit was definitely in her to my life. And I am so grateful to be able to listen to her words. But it just reminded me that through all the fire that we go through, God is there forging us in it. Mm-hmm. And making us better women of Christ. And remembering that we are to follow him and obey him and trust him above all of our worries, struggles, frustrations, or just, you know, even in
doubts, fears.
Yeah, all of it.
All the above.
Yeah. I was just really excited about learning. And one of the things that we did is we usually break into small groups after like the main sessions.
Yep.
And this is the first time that we actually got to sit down by ourselves with God. And I love the template that they used for it. Mind you, Mia made the whole booklet and it was beautiful.
Mia will be missed. Mia, if you're listening, we love you.
We love you so much. And we're just grateful to be able to have time with you.
Yeah.
But in regards to the template that they used, they made you read the story, just a snippet of the story over and over and over, I think 3 or 4 times. And in my life, I've read the Bible. I've done Bible studies. I've listened to sermons. But to like dive deep and read it over and over and over, that was something new for me. Mm-hmm. And I completely enjoyed it because every single time that I read it, I heard something else.
Mm. And that's just a perfect example, too, of why we need to be in the Word all the time and why reading it more than once is so important. Because every time you read God's Word, you're going to be in a different season of your life.
Yep.
And he is going to whisper something different every single time. And your soul is going to ring true of God's testimony, which then will bring forth your own.
Amen. So I was definitely inspired by that. And I hope that we do something like that again.
Yeah.
On another note, we originally only had like 22 women going to this retreat. Yeah. And we were kind of like,
we even had a meeting with Heather and she was like, hey y'all, like we need to figure out how we can get these people there because we only have like 15.
It was like
20 maybe.
Yeah. 20 around that time. And by the time retreat happened, God just showed his glory in it because 71 women were there, and then one of them not from our church, which was my sister-in-law, which I was so excited for her to come.
Yes.
But
she was
what
so wonderful. I wonderful know. Gal.
Right. But what an amazing testament of God. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Of God.
Like, you think it's going to go one way and you're like, okay, well, that's going to be great. Maybe it'll be a little bit more intimate. Cool. But then yep. 71 ladies. It was like, it felt like an original. Like, this camping, Camp Ironwood, it was amazing because there was a lot of new faces that I didn't know. And yeah. I've been going to the church for 12 years. And to see the way that God is growing our church
mm-hmm.
and the amazing women that are coming from it.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. You know?
It was amazing. And when we had like our quiet time, I personally didn't do the reading over and over and over, but I had a lot of emotions built up over the last month of just things I went through. And so I literally just cried the whole time, sobbing uncontrollably, ugly tears. But it was nice because it's such a big and beautiful place to be that you could literally tuck yourself away somewhere and just cry and be with God.
Amen.
And every little, I don't know, aspect of him and who he is around you, because you're in nature. You're literally sucked into this vortex of beautiful nature.
Oh, it was amazing.
It's stunning out there. So it was nice to be able to just cry and cry to him and cry out to him and ask all the questions that sometimes we ask, but we're too busy to sit and listen.
Ooh, yep.
And so I was able to cry, and then I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to listen. Just talk to me. And he did. And so I wrote like, I don't remember when you like write a poem, but it's not a poem because it doesn't rhyme. There's a specific name for it. But anyways.
A haiku.
I don't know if it's a haiku or not, because I know that's like Japanese poetry is a haiku. Right.
Maybe it's just a love letter to God.
Yeah, but. So I wrote on one side of my book, I wrote all the questions I had, all the feelings I had, and just how I was feeling in that moment with God and me, rather than anybody else. It was just all about how I felt. And I'm so glad that God didn't put anybody else in it. And he just allowed me to focus on my feelings with him in those moments rather than my feelings with life.
Agreed.
And so I did that, and then the whole other page was just me listening, and I just wrote down whatever he put on my heart or what the Holy Spirit told me. And I just felt like so much peace knowing that I know he's there listening and knowing that he is speaking to me. I just have to be willing to be in it.
Amen.
And be willing to be vulnerable.
Can we take a side note and just thank Camp Ironwood for their amazing, delicious food?
Oh, my Lanta, yes.
Tri-tip night on a Friday, Thursday. It was Thursday. It was
yeah,
the first
they surprised us, because usually it's on the second night, but it was on the first.
Come to find out, I found out the reason why we did it on the first night.
Why?
Because they had another camp coming in with a bunch of kids, and they didn't want them to, like, see the
tri-tip
and be like, how come we don't get any? You get chicken. You don't understand.
That's so funny. I know, man. Those kids were at that spaghetti.
Either they were at it or they were throwing it. I'm not sure. They were crazy. But the amazing food that they had, the delicious salad bar that they had, I am totally trying to convince you ladies, like, if you haven't had an opportunity to go to Camp Ironwood, go there for the food.
Yeah. And figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, God will provide a way. If you pray to him and you're just like, God, I really want to go. I really want to spend time with you and fellowship with ladies and build my relationship with the whole church deeper. Then just pray about it, and God will guide a way. And I think that's the biggest thing I took away too. One of the biggest things is I have to ask God for things. I put myself in this place of I don't deserve things. And I literally always put myself last in my family and in my life.
I think that's what we do as women, is we always say everybody else before me. And yes, I think that is great. I think you have a servant's heart, and I think you want to show others Christ, and that's why you put others first, because God always says, put yourself last, put others first, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need your own space for you.
Yeah, agreed.
And to have that self-care. to make yourself better, because if your cup is empty, how are you supposed to fill others?
Mm, yeah, and that's true. And I think that's something I forget quite a bit. Mm. But that was such a good reflection and thing that God told me, you know, that just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
You just have to, at the end of my novel and my conversation with God, I said, you know, I'm angry at you. And he's like, I know, you'll get over it. That's just what I heard.
It's funny because everybody thinks that, you know, God is so serious, which he is, but he also has a sense of humor too.
He does. He created us in his image, and a lot of us are funny.
Exactly. I'm just kidding.
Ash is very funny. Sometimes a little too funny.
I know. I get a little out there, but that's okay because God created me perfectly. Okay.
Yep.
And so our camp, so bunking was fun.
Yes.
Got to bunk with a few ladies that are amazing. We're very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I slept amazing.
Yes.
And I didn't think I was going to, because typically I don't sleep very well. And God allowed me to get that rest that I needed. Plus, you know, it helped with the little sleep mask, you know, getting my girly part on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did the facial masks.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. I did this weird one where you have to, like, peel off. It felt like Hannibal Lecter, like, peeling off a layer of my skin. It was so weird. Yeah.
Mind you, I look so like weird. Texas Chainsaw Massacre with mine on.
Channeling the different horror movies at a camp.
It's October.
Yep. Oh, Malanta.
Anyways, but the games were so fun. Mm-hmm. We did this thing where, like, it was all about cars for the first night.
Oh, yeah. The Ironwood Challenge.
Yeah. We didn't do very well. And that's
I was so mad because I was so excited to do the wheel change.
Dude, you were amazing at the wheel change. You actually sparked it.
I did?
Yeah. When you were putting them in, you were like not letting go, and it started to spark. And we're like, whoa. I'm like, she's putting it all in. It's fine.
I guess Matt is not a good thing. God needs to work with me and my competitiveness. I wanted to win.
It's okay. The real winners won. The humble VIP, they were called. But when they got their award, I don't know about humble. No, they're great ladies. We were very, very proud of them.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then they had this thing. I don't even know what it was called. It was like a hamster wheel.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah, they called it the tumbleweed.
Oh, tumbleweed. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they were literally tumbling around.
Well, see, what had happened was I thought I would face my fears, because I don't know what it is about Camp Ironwood. I feel like invincible, like I should be doing things that, like, I'm 40 years old, I should not be doing. So I got in there with my sister-in-law, Emily. And I was like, oh, this is no big deal. Like, they're just rolling us back and forth. But then they were like, do you want to go upside down? And I was like, how scary can this be? Like, really? Well, I don't know if any of you ladies heard me, but I was screaming like a little girl. And then it felt like my feet were in my throat. So I only went around like three times. And I was like, get me off this thing. I'm going to puke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She literally looked like she was going to vomit.
Yeah, that's what Emily said. And then Emily, my sister-in-law, was like, hey, my strap wasn't good, so I could have fell on top of you. And I was like, oh, that would have been really bad. But thank God, like, none of that happened. So, and God protected us during that moment. And then what else did we do? We played a game like Jelly Ball, and that was really fun.
It's like paintball, but with tiny little beads that don't hurt.
Yeah.
Praise and the then Lord, don't they dye your hurt. Clothes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing I was worried about with paintballs. Like, I do not want my clothes to get dyed.
I just didn't want the welts.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That hurts. So it was
slightly
really
painful.
I had a good time doing that. And then finally, what we learned is that Miss Heather, who is the leader of the Inspire Ladies Everything, the podcast, the newspaper, she's the head of everything. She is bowing out gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Spending more time with her hubby.
He is.
Hubby, booby.
And Miss Priscilla Pfeiffer is taking over.
Which is so awesome.
Yeah.
She's a really good candidate because Priscilla is the one who hosted, if anybody attended, she is the one that hosted the women's conference
Explore.
Yes. Yeah.
She was the one that was really smart and put all those scents in every room.
That was really smart. The essential oils thing.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. I'm like, can I get some of that?
Yeah. It was done really well, and I was really impressed. So
she is a great candidate. Yeah, and she went above and beyond. And from just what she showed in Inspire, I feel like she's a great candidate, just like you said, to take over Inspire. And I think she's going to do really well with that. And we're very grateful to have her in that position.
Yeah. And I think next year we definitely are going to want to get her on the podcast. So Priscilla, if you're listening, you're next.
Yeah, we're coming after you.
But another thing, too, at the conference or the conference, we were just talking about conferences, the retreat.
Yes.
Is I got the wonderful opportunity to have both my moms there.
Aww.
So I had my mother-in-law and I had my mom. And it's just so nice. We don't get time just as moms to just kind of get to know each other on a deeper level. Mm. And what a better opportunity than to do it with God present.
Right.
And that was just so cool. I loved, and I didn't spend every single waking second with them while I was there.
Right.
But I was able still to be around them and talk to them, and even in our cabin, because we were all bunk buddies.
Yep.
So it was nice to just kind of reconvene and just hear what they're working through too a little bit, and to hear where their hearts are.
Yes.
And we still don't know what each other is going through completely. I don't think we ever will.
Sure.
But it's nice to know that we have such a good relationship where we can talk about the things that are hard.
And that's the thing, too. I feel like when we go to the camp, it's like camaraderie, you know?
Camaraderie.
That's why I said camaraderie. What did I say?
Camaraderie, not camaraderie.
Camaraderie, whatever. Comma, you know,
comma
instead of the period. Roderie. Anyway, we have it all together. We're together. We're happy. And being able to experience like different women that we typically either don't know because they're on different services.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we don't get a chance to really dive deep in with them. I met incredible women who are amazing, amazing women for the Lord. And like their prayer life is so deep.
Yeah.
And like their journeys that they went through, it's just like, wow, God has led you through some struggles. And I'm so grateful that I was able to listen. I met somebody specifically that I had never met before, and she was sharing her story, and it just uplifted me in so many different ways. I'm like, wow, I can use her story and apply it to my life. And I even thanked her for it. I was like, thank you for sharing your story, because you never know what your story can do for somebody else. And I just wanted to let you know that your story uplifted me so many times over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm applying it to my daily life today.
Yeah. And I didn't know, but when I guess I was up there sharing my testimony too, she was crying.
Oh.
And I was just like, wow. So I'm glad that some of the struggles I feel also affected her, like in such a good way.
Yes.
But it's so amazing.
And it's kind of like a snowball effect, because I remember going up there and saying how I'm not feeling seen and I'm not feeling heard, and God needs me to see him as desperately as, you know, I want to be seen, you know, and I'm sharing that story, and I kind of felt like it snowballed, and all these women just started coming up and saying the like same things, but in different ways in my mind, you know. I'm like, wow, mine was just the kicker to get it rolling. And like, I felt so many different like ways, like, wow, my story can help somebody else share theirs, or their story can encourage others to walk a different direction, like walk with Christ instead of walking alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I thought that was amazing.
And it was amazing also, like Ash was saying, like to meet so many other women.
Right.
Just and. It's funny because there are so many people there that were like, oh, I've been going for this long. I'm like, really? I've never seen you before. But
oh, because you go to the 11:30 service and we go to the 10 o'clock service. Or like, how many people are now noticing me because I'm running around with my head cut off with a camera?
Yes, exactly.
And they're like, oh, you were so great at that. And I'm like, thanks. I'm trying.
And it's funny because I know people's names because I kind of managed the carpool. But I notice a lot of people and their last names are like people who, because I watch all their kids.
Oh, yes.
At the 10 o'clock service. Mm. So, and that's what I do at the 10 o'clock. I usually, very rarely I will attend the 10. Mm. I will mostly serve through the 10 o'clock.
Right.
And then I'll sit through the first service.
Me too, because you need to be filled before you can go fill somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. Well, that was camp.
Yes.
And it's amazing. And if you've never experienced Camp Ironwood, I highly, highly recommend that you do.
Yes.
I would love to see you there and build a relationship up with you and
see God work in your heart.
Exactly.
And I think that's the biggest thing, too, is surrendering in it. Mm. When you're out there, it's being like, hey, God, I'm here. I'm just going to surrender whatever I need to be able to hear you the way I need to hear you.
And the crazy thing is like, when I told the ladies, because we were passing out cards beforehand, and I was like, no husbands, no babies, just us ladies, you know?
Yeah.
And I truly meant that. Like,
yeah,
it's you and God, you know?
Yes.
And I was able to sit down on the grass because, I don't know, I love grass, probably because I live in the desert and there's none of it. But when I was little, everybody had grass in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
And having grass and being able to sit next to a tree, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Because I have visions sometimes, not like weirdo visions, but like maybe in heaven I'll be sitting up against a tree in grass next to a creek and just being able to spend alone time with God.
Mm, that would be amazing. Mm. That will be amazing.
That will be amazing. Yes.
Thanks you guys so much for joining us. And we will see you at the next Camp Ironwood.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining this month's podcast. We're so glad you were able to join us, and we hope that you like, share, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are using.
And don't forget to visit us on inspireladies.com for all and any upcoming ladies events. Can't wait to see you there.
Have a blessed day.